about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, I love it. It's been a while since we've had a groin question. Here's one. Dr. Dahlia, I've got a real bad case of the jock itch. I'm a truck driver, so don't tell me to go commando. I need a salve. What do you think about Listerine? I didn't know that many of you guys put Listerine down there. I had no idea that you could use Listerine for jock itch. That, to me, I would say that would hurt. How do you guys do it? Because don't sometimes you kind of blister and your skin crack down there? So I would say no Listerine. Although I am a huge fan of using dental type. Well, we got Kyle working the house. Kyle, would you ever use Listerine on your jock itch? We'll have Kyle. Oh, yeah, Kyle, yeah. Okay.
I would never get jock itch.
You'd never get jock itch? Well, you know why? You know why Kyle wouldn't get jock itch? Because I tell him to go commando. I make sure all the staff go commando because then you don't capture the moisture and you don't get jock itch. So that's why Kyle, he goes commando probably. All right, okay. No Listerine in the groin. I know many of you think it works. Here's the thing. You're a truck driver. I don't understand. You know who doesn't get jock itch? You know who rarely gets that are your Scottish men with the kilts. Because, again, they get air up in there. You should honestly, if you want to make some money, I would recommend that you make a company where it's like a Scottish-type company so all you gentlemen can then wear kilts. I think it's sexy. I think a guy's legs, I know everybody's like, oh, it's a skirt. You see, women think things are sexy that men don't think. Don't get me started on this topic again. But I think if there's a kiln, which we used in class to bake, you know, our paper mache, right, and our ashtrays for our mother, and then the kilt is what the Scottish men would wear, skirts, although the kilt was not discovered by the Scottish, if I remember correctly. Wasn't it discovered by the English? I forget if it was a steel mill or a coal mining company, I forget, and the workers were getting so hot that, yes, it was. Kyle's mad at me. Yeah, oh, it was invented. I'm sure somebody discovered it. Okay, it was invented. Where I think an Englishman saw that his workers were sweating a lot. So he said, why don't you guys wear skirts? And if I remember correctly, it was the British that came up with that. And then the Scottish, I believe they might have been Scottish workers, came back to Scotland and said, this is cool. And I'm sure they got razzed a little bit. Okay, so back to what do you do with bad jock itch? I mean, over the counter, I know there's antifungals. Jock itch is fungus most of the time. All right, it's kind of red, really well demarcated, pretty symmetrical, and you get it on both sides. I'm sorry I can't, you know, delineate or depict a really good picture for you all. So usually it's antifungal. My guess is you've already tried all of those. So if it's not working, you need to have a medical provider take a peek at you. If you haven't tried the antifungals, you can. Be very careful with steroids. Many of you will go and get cortisone cream. Don't be putting cortisone cream on a jock itch because cortisone cream will make fungus worse. Now, women, I know many of you are like, well, I don't have to listen to this. She's talking about jock itch. Great, I could run to the bathroom. No, you can't run to the bathroom yet. Because women will get rashes around their belly and under their breasts. I know, this is a really attractive show. But it happens. Look, we got to be honest. This is a medical show, okay? This isn't a supermodel show. If so, I definitely wouldn't be the host. So women will get rashes under the breast, right? Everybody, you lift up your breast in front of the mirror, and if you got a red rash, then that's candida. We don't call it jock itch. We probably call it booby itch, but in medical terms, we call it, you know, candidal dermatitis. And it's very frustrating, especially for a lot of us women, not because you have the rash, but the fact that your breasts now aren't as buoyant as they used to be, such that you have to actually lift up the breast to locate the rash. It's not very, it's pretty demeaning, and it you know, makes us feel less sexy than we are. But that's what, you know, happens after we have a couple kids, and we have to live with it. You know, meanwhile, you take a look at all these young girls and, you know, you go, you have no idea what you're up against later. Droopy boobies and booby rashes. But anyway, Candida, this is the time of year when we sweat more. So, what I'd recommend is if you do have the rash, it's got to get knocked out good. You can't just put a salve on it for a couple days. Fungus needs sometimes weeks of treatment. All right, just in case it's not fungal and it doesn't go away, I recommend you get it checked out. Various forms of skin cancer could sometimes appear and you just think it's a simple rash. So make sure you do get it checked out. But for the most part, it's probably, the fungal, the candida. Now, you need to keep things dry. Many times I tell my patients to get some corn powder with some cornstarch. Try not to breathe it in by any means, but if you put that on, then that could give you a barrier and you don't seem to collect as much of the moisture. You know what? No other show will talk about this. Of course I have to talk about it. I know. I really run the risk of losing ratings when I answer questions like that, but that's what I'm here for. We're going to answer your questions, whether they have to do with the groin, whether they have to do with the breast, whether they have to do with anything else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdalia.com, drdalia.com. Please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. It's much easier for me to communicate with you all 24/7 that way. Okay, what do we have to talk about today? I don't know. That email was going to be the show. I was hoping to talk about jock itch all the time, but I guess we only spent, 10 minutes on that one? Less. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I got to come up with more. There was a 911 dispatcher. Did you hear about that? Who was asleep? Yeah, she fell asleep. And, or he, and you can hear snoring in the background. And, we're going to talk about how to wake up your 911 dispatcher if you end up, having an emergency and nobody's responsive on the other side. We had four tons of marijuana floating off the Southern California coast. It looks like it was retrieved before the fish got high. Apparently DC Comics is saying that one of their characters, whether it was Superman, Batman, et cetera, is actually gay. And they are going to reveal which one is gay. One of them is going to come out. So we'll talk about which one was probably gay. Also, a twin was having a headache, had a scan. Everything was fine. Twin brother gets the scan just for funsies. Actually had a brain tumor. Sympathy pain. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. To me, this gentleman was an absolute hero, but I am sure people are going to be ripping on him in his death for causing obesity. Now, Eugene Pauly had discovered, invented. Okay, see, I can't be using discovered and invented wrong. He is the inventor of the wireless television remote control. The remote control. He used to work for Zenith. How many of us had a Zenith? I think I remember us having a Zenith. Okay, Eugene Pauly died at the age of 96 of natural causes. No, it did not have to do with obesity and people not getting up on the couch, off the couch. Apparently, he had designed a green gun-shaped type flashmatic remote control introduced back in 1955. Now, this was 5 years after Zenith Radio Corporation unveiled Lazy Bones, which was a TV remote that was connected to the set with a wire. By aiming the ray gun, all right, very precisely to the receiver, one could pull the red trigger to shoot a beam of light at a photoelectric cell to change the channel and adjust the volume. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, technology back in the 50s. Everybody thinks, oh, nothing was really happening in the 50s. You know, and all the technology happened, you know, later. No, no, no. You know, these people, once they figured out the whole television idea, they were like, okay, we got to figure out how not to get up, you know, and how to be able to sit on the sofa, or they called it Davenport back then, right? Okay. Now, apparently, from what I understand, yes, we're talking about the history of the remote control on the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my favorite pieces of furniture. We call it furniture, right? You call your remote control part of the furniture, you know, because it's either on the ottoman, it's either on the coffee table, it's on the TV. It's part, you cannot set up your living room area without a remote control. Anyway, they say, unfortunately, the Flashmatic system proved somewhat flawed because direct sunlight shining on the receiver's photocells could also trigger the remote control functions. Now, I thought in the early 50s, they only had television after 4 or 5 o'clock. I forget. I wasn't born then. I know many of you think I was, but I wasn't. So maybe by then, television was already starting to become all day. His breakthrough led to a better device developed a year later by Robert Adler and fellow engineer at Zenith, which is now owned by LG Electronics. They were probably a good catch back then. Can you imagine? To marry the man who invented the remote control. We used to call them clickers. They used to call them clickers. You know what I call clicker? I call clicker when you're driving in the car. My folks always called it a clicker. They didn't call the remote control clicker. They called the signal on the car. It's still called a signal. What do you call it when you drive a car and you try to go right or left? Not the hand signal. I call it the clicker. I always get your clickers on. So anyway, I probably misuse that as a misnomer. Misswise. Okay. 1-877 Dr. Can we change subjects? Okay. So, Eugene Pauly dies age 96. I love seeing people live till their 90s. This is wonderful. Just, you know, our life expectancy is just increasing and increasing. So for a man to have invented the remote control, you know, he used it. And, I'm sure he probably spent many hours in front of a TV and he was able to live to 96. So I am not anti TV like many people are. Now, do we need to maybe exercise while we watch TV? Absolutely. Right? Well, we got season finale of Glee this week. We have America's Got Talent. You guys could still exercise. Why not? All right? Now, let me see. What do I want? There was something else about television. What's going on here? Parents obsessed with mobiles and iPads are guilty of child neglect. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Looks like in Great Britain they want to go after the parents who are sitting there using smartphones and iPads because they're not watching their children. And they say it's going to force their children to have a lifelong dependency on TV and computer screens. All right, well, I got news for you. Even in schools now, there's computers. All right, even in schools, instead of textbooks, I'm seeing some of these schools have these little iReaders. I don't have one of those Kindles where you could read books or textbooks. Do they call them iReaders now? I don't know. Personally, I think we need to get the child back in touch with a book. You heard Encyclopedia Britannica isn't printing encyclopedias anymore. Nobody's buying them. And I'm sure the salespeople have been suing for back pain. I'm sure their workman's comp rates have gone down now that they stopped selling encyclopedias in print form. But, you know, there's nothing like opening up a book and flipping through the pages and highlighting it and purchasing your medical school textbooks used so somebody else already highlighted and put the notes on there and put an arrow saying this is going to be on the test. Nothing like that. You know, now students have, I mean, I'm sure they probably have some sort of technology where you could highlight as you go, but I don't like looking at computer screens. I get headaches. I don't know how these kids are doing it. Yeah, my son's like, I got to read a book, and he goes online. Hold the book. Take the book in the car with you. Get motion sickness. Throw up like a real kid. Don't be trying to use a mouse and clicking and anyway, okay. They say the latest statistics show 12 to 15-year-olds spend an average of more than 6 hours a day slumped in front of screens. Well, of course, I mean, how many stations do we have? Okay, remember we used to have CBS, ABC, and NBC. Then PBS would come on, and my mom would try to make us watch PBS. Remember Nova? I'm like, Mom, the Dukes of Hazzard is on. Let me watch the Dukes of Hazzard. No, there's a good documentary on the octopus on Nova. I don't want to watch PBS. PBS is the Sesame Street station. I don't want to watch PBS. So we had, what, four stations? Four or five stations, maybe? Then On TV came out. Well, I'm sure some sort of cable station came out before that. Remember On TV, right? And then we were able to get movies. And the My Bodyguard movie played half a dozen times, a Kramer versus Kramer a day. So we watched Kramer versus Kramer and My Bodyguard. I think Tootsie was played a lot, and that was about it. I remember how excited Tootsie we were when Tootsie came on, and then we got sick of that one, too. And then now you have, what, 600-700 different stations? It's too much. It's too much, and I don't like it because as a radio host, people are always expecting me to be up on the latest. You know, oh, do you know what Snooki did? I don't know who Snooki is. I know she's on one of these reality TV shows, but I don't have time to watch all these reality TV shows, especially if you're not going to learn something. I love Deadliest Catch. Whale Wars, I'm starting to dislike. I apologize to many of you who love Whale Wars, but I just saw the Viking Shores, and I guess they were just really irritating these people who were kind of, you know, living life pretty quiet and, you know, killing whales to eat. And I guess Paul Watson and the crew just kept egging them on and bugging them, and then they left, and it was probably the most boring Whale Wars episode I've ever seen. But anyway, I see that. I love watching Impractical Jokers. And then, you know, some regular TV shows like Celebrity Apprentice and Glee. I need things where I don't have to think. I don't really want to think because I have to think all day long. Even doing this talk show. You see how much thinking I put in before I do my show. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is there's just too much out there. And so you want the average consumer, the average teenager, the average child, the average mom or dad to not be looking, not be watching TV. Well, what are they coming out with now? Internet. There's internet TV. There's internet radio. And I'm on internet radio. So, of course, I'm a huge fan of internet radio. But what are you supposed to do? You have no spare time. I'm afraid that people aren't going to know how to handle boredom. Yes, obesity is an issue and we need to exercise and maybe we need to put the remote in different places of the house so we have to get up and find the remote to get our exercise. And I'm for exercising while watching TV. But I'm a little nervous that we are growing a new generation of people that don't know how to handle boredom. You know, if you think about it, I mean, my kids, they'll be like, go play outside. No, no, I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm bored. Right? And then they'll go to the TV. And then they'll be captured by a show, and then they'll watch TV, and I'll tell them to get off the television and, you know, take a bath and brush your teeth, and they won't do it. Help me with dinner, do some chores. Help me write my monologue for the next Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, no, the Dr. Dahlia show stinks. They always are trying to find some sort of stimulation, either by the TV or computer, et cetera. You know, whatever happened to going outside and throwing a ball around and teasing the girls at the end of the street? I don't know. I don't know. So I think we have too much out there, way too much. And now, if you don't want to listen to internet radio or you don't want to watch TV, you could go on social media. Now people entertain each other with social media. There was a study saying people now are spending almost half their TV time with social media. Why is it so captivating? Now, I know my posts on social media, Twitter and Facebook, you learned something, so I don't mind. If you guys are going on the social media, right, to read what I write, at least I'm teaching you guys something, okay? So I'm okay with that. But people are entertaining each other, listening to each other's bowel movements, reading about each other's bowel movements. That's not that exciting, people. All right, what about building something in the garage? What about going for a hike? So I just think, I don't know where this is going to go. It's just too much. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be back.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their libido. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of desire in the bedroom. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, stamina, and the passion. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 1-800-543-6605 right now for more details. Call 1-800-543-6605 for your free 1-month supply. That's 1-800-543-6605 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-543-6605. That's 1-800-543-6605.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? All right, so speaking of California, now I don't have... The break was too quick. I wanted to 10-100, and now I wanted to... I can't 10-100, and now I can't find my marijuana story. There was, I guess, what, 40 tons of marijuana just floating the Southern California coast, and I guess Coast Guard had to seize it. Ah, darn. I don't know what it was doing out there. Maybe somebody was trying to hide it. They figured nobody's monitoring the seas, you know, so they could just let, you know, or maybe what they thought they would do is just let it float remotely, and then they would, I guess, go out there and then smoke it when they can't. Yeah, oh, here we go. 4 tons, not 40 tons. Thank you. Okay, we're just waiting for the computer. What's going on with Google? Come on, Google. Here we go. Authorities found almost 4 tons of marijuana with a street value of $3.6 million floating in the ocean off Dana Point, California. Boats from Border Patrol, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Orange County Sheriff's Office were involved in recovering the 160 bales of marijuana. I hope somebody checked their pockets afterwards. A tip led authorities to the marijuana floating in the Pacific Ocean. Really? All right. We got a vessel, an unusual looking vessel out here. Border Patrol told Orange County Register that the fact that the pot was found with no suspected drug butts in the area was unusual, you think? Oh, man. All right. They say at other events, they've dumped the bales to get rid of weight if they're being chased. Generally, in these cases, we're aware they're being dumped. What's more unusual is that the bales were floating with no boat in sight. All right. Well, you know, I wonder if fish, if they consume any of the sediments, if they, you know, get high. That'll be kind of interesting. All right. So I apologize if any of you were really, really looking forward to going fishing this weekend. I'm going to be in California for the Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, but no, I'm working. Yeah, husband's going to take the kids out on a boat. I'm going to work. Then I'll be back. I'll be back Monday for the show. Oh, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Speaking of boats, I guess, not that's the most exciting topic on the Dr. Dolly show. I guess there's this, they call it the origami boat. There's a full-sized, foldable plastic boat that can sail with a person inside. And I guess you could construct it out of three major pieces in under 2 minutes. The boat is folded from an 8-foot by 5-foot piece of plastic, can be transformed from a... This is really cool. Imagine going backpacking, being able to carry this if it's lightweight. Being transformed from a flat sheet to a rowing boat by a single person in 2 minutes using only three components. And I'm looking. There's a gentleman in there. He's smiling. And he has the oars. Wow. I'm watching this thing get folded up. I think that's pretty cool. I would buy this. I would actually buy this. All right, I'll post it on my Facebook so you could see. Oh, there's even, it looks like a pillow. Oh, that's fancy. I need a bathroom on my boat. I do. I can't stand. My husband's like, just go over that, you know, go over the edge. I can't go over the edge. I'm a woman, right? I know, you know, the men in my family, I got two boys and my husband, they all think I got cojones, sometimes larger than them, but I cannot stand over the side. So we'll just jump in the water. I'm not going to jump in the water. There's sharks. He's like, just as long as you're not bleeding, just you can urinate and then jump back in the boat. I'm like, there's no way. I saw Jaws. I saw Jaws 2. I saw Jaws 3. I think I saw all the Jaws as I'm not going over the boat. But, Dahlia, we're in a freshwater lake. I don't care. There's sharks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what is this? Bagged lettuce recall. No. I actually purchase a lot of bagged lettuce. I need things easy and quick. My kids don't eat vegetables, so I get the bag of lettuce. I dump it in a plate. I slap on some ranch dressing, and boom. Okay, there's appetizer. California lettuce grower has expanded a recall of some bagged salads after routine sampling detected listeria contamination. Of course, we got listeria back again. Why not? No illnesses have been reported. The voluntary recall by River Ranch Fresh Foods of Salinas initially included lettuce shipped to California, Colorado. The company said Monday it expanded the recall to the entire nation. The bagged salads, check your fridges, are under River Ranch Farm Stand Hy-Vee Market. Market site. Is Hy-Vee generic? Everything in our house was Kirkland. You know? My friends would come over and go, do you have anything non-generic we could eat? You know, all our food is in white boxes with blue and red writing. Even the Heinz ketchup, it's not even Heinz. It's a white bottle with blue and red writing. You know what? I got to save money. All right, the bagged salad sold under Farm Stand, Hy-Vee, Market Side, Sure Fresh, the Farmer's Market, Cross Valley, Fresh and Easy. Fresh and Easy. We buy Fresh and Easy. Promark and Sysco, as in the Sysco kid. No. The recalled retail and food service salad bags have, quote, best buy dates between May 12th and May 20th. I can't read best buy dates. I need reading glasses. I can't read them. Best buy dates between May 12th. Don't you hate trying to find the best buy date? You know, you're in a hurry. You see the product you want. You've got to identify the product. You grab it. But then what slows you down? Trying to find the expiration date. So you're sitting there and you're looking for the code date and you can't find it. Now I just pull from the back. I don't have the time. Like when I buy milk, if I buy meat, if I just pull it from the back, I don't have time to try to locate the expiration date. Okay. Or the best buy. The code date is typically located in the upper right-hand corner of the bags. Now they tell us. Did you guys know that? That the upper right-hand corner, I'm flipping it around. Okay. Symptoms of Listeria infection include high fever, headache, and neck stiffness. Not good. All right, so that's what's going on with bagged salad. I tell you. Is there any? You know, this is why people go eat fast food. They're like, I'm not going to get the cantaloupe. I'm not going to eat the eggs. I mean, if you've listened to my show, we should do that. We should just pull clips out of every time there was a recall or some sort of food or some sort of bacterial contamination. Listeria, salmonella, Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, salmonella. I mean, we should come up with some sort of a rap or something. I'll have Kyle sing it. And, I mean, it's almost like every other week. There's no wonder people go eat fast food. I had somebody tell me, at least the food is cooked. You know, they may have a point. I don't want you to all run and get fast food. But if I'm sitting there telling you that you can't get the eggs, you can't eat this, you can't eat this, you know, I can understand how frustrated you are. And you guys are going to say, well, tackle this. I'll just go and get, you know, cooked, you know, two all-beef patties on a sesame seed bun. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay. Herbal and dietary supplements may take toll on the liver. Now, news came out today that patients taking herbal and dietary supplements may be at risk for liver injury, severe enough to warrant an organ transplant. This is coming from the National Institutes of Health, a review of national data. What are you guys taking? I want to know whether we're live or not. Call in 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What are you taking? What supplement is your go-to supplement you can't live without that you're taking every day? I just want to know what you're taking. I want to look it up. I'd love to look all these up. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just, you know, what is piquing everybody's interest, and what is everybody buying? All right. They say the number of cases of liver failure has been increasing over the years. It's estimated that 40% of the U.S. population uses herbal or dietary supplements, but their potential side effects, including hepatotoxicity, are not well defined. All right, so if you're getting liver injury from the supplements, and you're taking supplements, so you don't take pharmaceuticals, how is that healthier? I just want to know, what are you guys taking? 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Instrument. Herbal dietary supplements taking a toll on its liver. That's what we're talking about. I want to know whether you're listening live or not. Call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just want to know, what are your favorite supplements? What are you taking? What can you not live without and why? Why can't you live without it? Also, we're taking emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Francis from Boise writes, Dr. Dahlia, I use Better Woman and love it. Would highly recommend it. Better Woman. I've never heard of that. Let me, I want to type that in here. Better Woman, like Better Woman. I'll tell you what I can't live without. Beano. I love Beano. Now, Beano is a dietary enzyme. It was suggested to me when I had irritable bowel, and I was having a lot of gas and bloating. And it was because I couldn't digest onions. And so, but I don't know if that would be called a like a supplement. I mean, I just use it as needed whenever I eat onions. And it's great because my husband's happy. My kids are happy. Okay, better woman. It reduces involuntary urine leakage, urine urgency, and frequent urination. Huh, maybe I better look at this. Success rate, they claim, is 80% after 2 months of usage. I'm reading an ad. I'm reading an ad here. All right. Frances likes a better woman. Ooh, it comes with a 120-day return policy for first-time customers. Congratulations. You have just taken the first steps towards successfully improving your bladder control naturally. Well, what's in it? Excuse me. What's in it? I didn't burp. That was Kyle that burped. Oh, 20 pure natural Chinese herbs. I mean, all right, so I guess that's, let me, I just want to know what y'all are taking. And it's, because again, being a doctor, I work with pharmaceuticals. So if you're saying, oh, Dolly, I take Lavazza, you know, for my fish oil, or I'm on my statin medications like Zocor, I mean, I know all of those. I don't know all the supplements out there. I really don't. There's no time. So I'll have you guys educate me this week. Call in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Even if we're not live, just let me know what you're taking. So I could look it up. But, you know, the news today that these supplements could take a toll on your liver, they aren't telling us exactly which ones. It would be nice, you know, to have a list. But here's the problem. What could do well for one person could harm another. I mean, I told you, I've had very young men in my office who stop the whistles. I've had gentlemen patients who are young in their 20s, weightlifters, and I'm looking at the urine, and they have a lot of protein in the urine. And then we do some testing, and looks like they have some renal insufficiency. You know, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you taking protein supplements? What are you doing? And it may be the creatine, it may be protein powder, protein bars, but then you have other people where it doesn't bother them. So, you know, it's hard to say that one product is going to hurt you when some people can take it and their body can handle it fine. I guess they looked at 679 cases of liver injury. 93 were attributed to herbal or dietary supplements. They said these patients tended to be younger than those who have similar liver injuries due to other medications. 33% use them for bodybuilding supplements, 26 for weight loss, and the remaining 31% use a variety of other types of supplements. They said the symptoms of liver injury caused by supplements were different from those caused by other medications, but one factor that distinguished liver injury from bodybuilding supplements over the others was itching. Yeah, when you itch, that could be a sign of liver injury. It could be a sign of high ammonia. Yeah, I saw one case in medical school. I haven't seen any other high ammonia cases before. Ammonia, like ammonium, NH4. Yeah, is it NH4 or NH3? I think it's NH4. Yeah, ammonia. So that's kind of interesting. They say weight loss products appear to be associated with a more hepatocellular pattern of injury. Ah, we've all seen that. While bodybuilding supplements like anabolic steroids had a more mixed pattern and increments in total bilirubin. Okay, I know many of my patients aren't doing steroids. I want to know, what are they talking about with supplements? Are they talking about, you know, these over-the-counter performance enhancers or vitamins? What are they talking about? Now, one sign is your liver enzymes rising, like your ALT, your ALK-Phos, total bilirubin. Those could be signs. Now, physical signs, you could be jaundiced. You could turn yellow. The whites of your eyes could be yellow. The palms could be yellow. Abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, etc. They said a majority of patients, 60%, use one type of supplement, while 23% use two or more supplements, 16% one supplement with prescription drugs. Well, duh, if doctors are telling you to go get vitamin D and calcium, I would say there's going to be more people. Okay. So, like I said, over the next few days, call in. Let me know, what is your go-to supplement that you can't live without, that you love, that doesn't seem to bother you? And I'd like to just know what everybody's taking and what everybody likes. I should come up with a Dr. Dahlia supplement. That would be, I know, I'd make money. I was told that when I was, Kyle, I love Kyle. All right, I can't tell you what he wrote. I was told when I first started my practice that I should sell supplements, you'll make money. And I just didn't want to do that. I didn't want to sell supplements because I knew I was going to have a heck of a time trying to sell people on getting a mammogram done or getting their heart checked or getting a prostate check, you know. But I know I could have made money all these years selling a product. I just, you know, I just didn't. And I'm glad because I would hate to, you know, be responsible if anything happened with any of those. I mean, for the most part, people have been taking supplements for years and they're fine. But remember, there was a study a few months ago saying that the supplements of postmenopausal women could cause early death. They didn't say why. All right, we were talking about how calcium supplements could hurt the coronary arteries. I didn't know what to do with that because, you know, we're supposed to tell everybody to go on calcium. Well, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, so in Montgomery County in Maryland, a woman called 911 because her husband was having trouble breathing and was starting to turn blue. Now, I guess, following protocol, the 911 call taker answered and quickly transferred the woman to a dispatcher. Now, the dispatcher was supposed to send an ambulance, but the 911 recording obtained by NBC News, all you could hear is silence. And the woman keeps saying, hello, hello, hello. Now, luckily, the call taker didn't just transfer the call, was still somehow online so could hear this. So the caller goes, okay, so, you know, what's going on? And then I guess they get a new dispatcher. All the while, the original dispatcher is still online. And you hear... and you start hearing that. Now, the snores get louder, and the new dispatcher is thinking that the sounds are coming from the husband, you know, who's turning blue. And she's like, no. My husband's here. I don't know where those sounds are coming from, okay? Nobody could believe that it was somebody snoring. Like, I don't know where those sounds are coming from. Maybe it's the Dr. Dahlia show. Or he was listening to the Dr. Dahlia show. Anyway, the employee was immediately removed from the floor by a supervisor that night and placed on administrative leave with pay. He got paid for sleeping on the job. Apparently, he is an experienced uniformed firefighter who was 17 hours into a 24-hour overtime shift. Apparently, Montgomery County dispatchers work twice as long as other dispatchers in the D.C. area. Let me see. They say the 24-hour shift may seem like a long shift, but it's kind of normal for many of those people that work. I mean, well, with us doctors, too, it's like nothing. In the recording, the second dispatcher and the woman he was trying to help are both confused by the snoring. She asked if the husband was making the noise. At least 18 snores could be heard on the recording before the sleeping dispatcher woke up, not realizing the woman had been online for 4 minutes. I know we're all joking about this, but this is some scary stuff. Okay, if you're calling 911 and you don't know what to do, and you need an ambulance and the guy's asleep, I would scream into the phone. I would also probably hit buttons to make music. Or what I would do is call 911 again for a second time, right, or get another phone. And this way, if they call, go, look, you transfer me to someone who's asleep. All right? Can I have somebody who's awake? You know, I pay my taxes. All I'm asking is for a wide-awake 911 dispatcher. That's it. All right, guys, don't go away. We got another hour coming up on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I've got to pull over and cool down the tires.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.